USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The U.S. House will be voting today on a war powers resolution aimed at limiting President Trump's authority to order further military action against Iran. After she and other lawmakers from both parties were briefed about the president's order to kill a top Iranian general last week, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi called it a provocative and disproportionate military airstrike that put U.S. forces at risk. Only two Republicans came away from the briefing publicly critical of what they heard there. One, Senator Rand Paul of Kentucky.
What I hear was less than satisfying.
And Utah GOP Senator Mike Lee called the briefing the worst he's had on a critical military issue in his 9 years on Capitol Hill. Ukrainian International Airlines execs say it's unlikely it was a technical error that caused a deadly plane crash in Iran this week. And this is USA Radio News.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
A divided federal appeals court lifting a lower court order that's been blocking billions of dollars in military funding to be used for President Trump's border wall. The Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals in New Orleans yesterday granted the administration's request to stay an injunction that was issued last month by a federal judge in El Paso, Texas. The case could now be appealed to the full Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals or to the Supreme Court. Republican U.S. House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy again criticizing Democratic House Speaker Nancy Pelosi for delaying submission of articles of impeachment to the U.S. Senate, which is supposed to now hold a trial.
The idea that she had to rush us, that she had to get it because it was so imperative that it move forward, the idea that she wouldn't move it forward just shows the weakness of the case and, more importantly, the no need for it.
Pelosi says she's holding on to the articles of impeachment for now with concerns about how the Senate plans to handle a trial and whether it would be fair. And this is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Puerto Rico is under a public health emergency after this week's powerful earthquakes. The Health Secretary Alex Azar's declaration allows health officials in the U.S. territory to make sure that all of the health care needs of the people on the island are being met. A magnitude 6.4 quake hit Puerto Rico on Tuesday, and there have been dozens of aftershocks since. Alcohol-related deaths in the U.S. have more than doubled over less than two decades. Most of those deaths, middle-aged men, though experts say women are starting to close the gap. A long-running and very popular TV show is finally calling it quits. Here's USA Radio's Wendy King.
ABC has announced the comedy Modern Family will air its series finale after 11 seasons on April 8th. The series, following the extended Pritchett-Dunphy clan, was an immediate sensation when it debuted in 2009.
What are we watching?
Brian De Palma's controversial masterpiece, Scarface.
For the baby? She happens to like it. I don't know if it's the colors or the sounds. Oh, here comes the nightclub massacre. She loves it. Watch her little eyelids. It's so cute. They get so heavy.
Modern Family holds the record with Frasier of 5 consecutive Emmy Awards as television's best comedy. According to ABC, at this time, there are no spin-offs planned involving any of the members of the large cast.
And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.